I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. The mayor of Davenport has decided two terms are enough. Last night, Frank Klipsch told the city council he will not be a candidate for re-election next year. In his announcement, he said Thanksgiving had reminded him how important his family is, especially his grandchildren, and all the time he spends on city business keeps him away from them. The next city election is not until November of 2019. Klipsch says that back in 2015, when he was elected, it took him a year to decide to run for mayor, so now he wants to give potential candidates that much time to consider running and then prepare their campaigns. In his announcement, he said, quote, "I want to be clear that I remain energized, excited, and fully committed to continuing to serve as your mayor throughout all of 2019. A key funding source for the Davenport School District will be on the ballot next week. On Tuesday, residents will be asked to renew a property tax called the Physical Plant and Equipment Levy. Herb Trix has more.
The current levy of 97 cents per $1,000 assessed value will expire next June, and the district is asking for an increase to $1.34. Chief Financial Officer Claudia Wood says without this revenue, the district would only have enough money for emergency building projects.
Such as, you know, if a boiler goes out, if a roof is leaking, that type of thing, you know, to keep our students and our staff safe and secure. But we would not be able to do all of those extra projects that we've been doing to provide the best learning environment for our students.
Wood says the physical plant and equipment levy pays for construction and renovation, roofing, energy conservation, and heating, ventilation, and air conditioning work, projects that cannot be paid for by the general fund, according to state law. The proposed new rate of $1.34 is the maximum allowed by the state, and it's already at that maximum level in the Bettendorf, Pleasant Valley, and Muscatine school districts. I'm Herb Trix.
You better not shout, better not cry, better not try to recycle wrapping paper, and here's why. The Scott County Waste Commission is wishing you a green holiday. Spokeswoman Megan Fox says people think many decorations can be recycled, but actually many of them can't.
Wrapping paper is a big one that we see a lot. Some people know that Christmas lights can be recycled, but throwing those actually in your curbside recycling is a hazard, and they're called tanglers within our equipment. We here at the Waste Commission, we can still recycle Christmas lights, but they just have to come to our electronics facility.
Most boxes, wrapping paper tubes, paper bags, greeting cards, aluminum pie tins can be recycled, yet wrapping paper, bows, ribbons, fake Christmas trees, and styrofoam must be thrown in the trash. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.